This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Mike Dettillier. Also, Charlie Long. We're going to be doing our Pick 6 segment, though. Gentlemen, before we get into that, seeing on the social media that Nikola Jokic for the Denver Nuggets listed as questionable for tomorrow's game against the Pelicans for, quote, personal reasons. Maybe the Denver Nuggets feel with this banged-up Birds bunch, why don't you take the night off?
Oh, Miami.
The only thing bad about that, I mean, you're spending good money.
The fans,
really,
right?
Good money as a fan. And you think you're going to see that guy, and you're not, most likely. If that's put out, okay, ahead of time, they basically telling you.
Don't bet on it, right?
That's what it is.
Talking about bet on it, Charlie, what we got with pick six last week, I know it was rough for everyone all around.
Terrible.
Terrible.
This is maybe the worst week of pick six we've ever had, guys. It was just awful. And we kind of joked about it, right? Like, We all picked a lot of the same picks for the six games we had, and I think I joked right at the end of last week's segment, just like, oh, this is going to be a tough week. I couldn't have even foreseen this. Mike, Bobby, Steve, 1-5.
Yay!
And yours truly, my second goose egg of the year.
Whoa,
guys.
Uh-oh.
1-6. Mm-hmm. So Georgia, LSU, that didn't work out. I picked the Ravens, and they got backdoored by the Bengals. I'm never reading
Charlie
a stat on this segment again after what Jamar Chase did last week.
Don't
Commanders
do it,
-2.5. That didn't work out because they gave up a touchdown late to the Steelers. The Falcons didn't work out. The Lions, Jared Goff throws 5 interceptions, and you know they win by 3, but they don't cover the 3.5. So it was just a nightmare, guys. It was a terrible, terrible week. So resetting the current standings, I'm still in the lead. I have a 31-29 record, Mike.
That's not bad for 2-0-1s.
I know. I mean, shout out to that. Like, that's incredible. I had 2 weeks where I go a combined 0-12, and I still have a winning record. So I'll take it, man. Mike, you're at 29-31. Bobby's at 25-35. Steve, you're at 28-32. So as you kind of mentioned leading into this segment, do not take our picks. We are not very good at this, but it is still fun to do, guys.
And bet against us.
We always try to pick the toughest games and the best games from college football and the NFL action. So, you know, it just being batting around 500 is not the worst thing in the world when we're taking into account all these really good games between competitive teams. So starting out with college football, week 12. Number 22, LSU opens as 4-point favorites at Florida. Bobby's got the Tigers covering the 4-point spread.
So do I.
Yeah, just the issues at quarterback for the Gators makes me concerned for them having any real shot in this matchup against LSU. I don't know. I don't think they're going to drop 3 in a row either, so give me the Tigers and to cover, obviously.
Man, I want to do it. I really do.
Pick your boy, Billy. Go ahead.
I love Billy.
Billy.
But, if DJ was 100% healthy, DJ right. Lagway ready to go, I'd probably take Florida to cover the 4. Maybe not necessarily win, but LSU would win by like a field goal or something like that. But give me LSU -4 here, guys. I think they win by at least a touchdown. Florida's got too many defensive issues for me to confidently put my bet in Florida +4. So give me LSU. This is a clean sweep, which, as we know, is not a very good sign for the Tigers.
That means bet Florida.
Up next, we got number 25, Tulane, who is 7-point favorites at Navy on the road. Bobby's got Tulane covering that 7-point spread, guys.
So do I.
I am tempted here, but, yeah, I like the way that Summerall's got the green wave going, and I can't go against Tulane Roll wave. They cover the spread here.
This is bad. This is really bad. I got the green wave too. Just
if Harvath was healthy, I might think about taking that, but he's not. And so that's why that to me was the deciding factor.
I think you can make a serious argument that Tulane's the best team in the group of five right now. I know Boise's ranked ahead of them, but just the way the Green Wave have been playing, especially since conference play started, you know, you get out of that two-game rut where they lost games, obviously to Kansas State and Oklahoma, and then they take down my Cajuns, and they've been on a roll ever since. So give me the Green Wave minus -7. I think it sets up a pretty fun finale against Memphis next week. And Bobby and I were talking about this off air that, you know, maybe you could see Tulane versus Army a couple weeks down the road, and that'll be a fun one too. Both teams great. Obviously, moving on, we have an SEC matchup, and this line is crazy, guys. I'm interested to see what you got, and then I'll tell you what Bobby has as well. Number 7, Tennessee at number 12, Georgia. Huge playoff implications here. Georgia opens as 10-point favorites at home after that terrible performance that they had in Oxford against Ole Miss this past weekend. Bobby has Tennessee covering that 10-point spread.
I'm going Georgia.
I'm going to go with the cannon here. I don't like the way what I've seen out of the dogs and 9.5, even though they are home. Give me the Vols getting those points.
Here's my thing. This feels like a trap. Mike, you feel the same way?
Yep.
It feels like a trap.
I picked Georgia.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm picking Georgia, too, but it feels like a trap. Because I was looking at this line, I'm like, 10 points? Are we serious here? And then you just feel like Georgia is going to have a bounce-back week. I can't get that. You can obviously move on from that loss to Ole Miss, but you remember what they were able to accomplish in Austin against Texas. This is still a legit Georgia team. They're playing for their playoff hopes at this point because they have two losses already. Give me Georgia minus 10 here. I think they show up in a big way and take
the
down the
Volunteers.
The
other thing, too, Charlie, is Nico's injury.
Yep, that is true as well.
That's why this line is inflated. It would never be 10 if Nico was healthy.
Georgia's had issues, or specifically Tennessee's had issues in the first half of games as well. So if Georgia kind of jumps out to that early lead, which they could potentially do here, I think it's going to be hard for Tennessee to really fight back against that Georgia defense. Moving on to NFL Week 11, guys. We got Thursday Night Football.
Here.
Commanders at the Eagles. Philadelphia opens as 4-point favorites at home.
Eagles.
Yeah, I like the Eagles at home to cover that 4 points. I think we're in for, hopefully, an exciting matchup. I think we'll see plenty of scoring, but I think Eagles cover that 4.
Bobby has the Eagles, and this is the first one I'm going to be different from you guys. Give me the Commanders plus 4 points. I think the Eagles probably win, but I think it's going to be a very close game. I think Jaden keeps it really close. I know that Fangio's defense has been playing pretty damn well, but give me the Commanders plus 4 here, guys. Up next, we're going to Sunday. We got the Browns at the Saints. The Saints 1-point favorites in this one.
It better be the Saints, Charlie. I can't see Jameis Winston coming away with a victory in the Superdome and his return. I don't want to see that, I should say. And I'm going to believe in the Riz factor until it's not. So give me the Saints, given the 1 point.
Bobby's got the Saints as well. And if I didn't mention, Bobby has the Eagles. I'll go.
Go ahead.
I don't like this matchup.
Go ahead.
I'll go Browns plus 1.
Browns.
Wow.
I don't like the matchup.
That defense scares you guys?
Miles Garrett scares me.
Miles Garrett does, and that secondary does.
Yeah, Denzel Ward is
both
is
defensive
one of the,
ends are actually pretty lethal.
Right. I don't like the matchup for the Saints, and you know, we'll see what happens. I saw a stat as well about, you know, the interim coaches that they get off to a good start and then it kind of.
I saw that too.
There.
I'm just hoping for some of those, as Mike would say, lollipop throws from Jameis.
Well, you're going to get that, but is Derek going to give you one right back?
Yeah.
You see that? They look they similar. To one another, I'm telling you,
Steve. I know that you and you and Jeff are going to have the pre-game show, but
yes.
I mean that's a big mismatch. Is some of the pieces in the Browns secondary versus this receiving core right now for the Saints?
What's amazing though, they haven't been able to. They've gotten the pressure, they've gotten the sacks, but they're not generating turnovers.
That's the crazy part,
right?
That you're getting two of the three elements, but you're not getting the turnovers in that part. And man, if they had a healthy Nick Chubb, then I wouldn't have had to think about it.
He scares me too, right.
But he's not the same Nick. But the way this team has not stopped the run, if I'm the Browns, man, I give them a fistful of that and the Joku.
Split decision
here,
guys.
The Saints have not been able to cover the tight end at all.
He's a scary one too, right.
Bobby and Steve have the Saints. Mike and I have the Browns in that matchup. And then finally, the best game of the weekend, the Chiefs at the Bills. Buffalo opens as 2-point favorites at home over the undefeated Chiefs. Bobby's got the Bills minus 2. He thinks this is finally the spot where the Chiefs trip up.
Me too. Bills.
you know what, I can't go against the undefeated team until they are defeated. Let me roll with the Chiefs in Buffalo, even though I do feel they are due. We've seen them escape games miraculously, but just think that they'll be keyed up, obviously, for this matchup. I'll go with Patrick Mahomes getting 2 points on the road.
Also, too, Kansas City's kicker goes down.
Yes.
Man, and that dude could kick. Man, he was really good, Butker. He was a terrific kicker. So they picked the practice squad guy up from the Jets. and got him out there. I know one thing. He can't be as good as him. He can't be as good as Butker.
The Chiefs keep pulling these Houdini acts. Guys, it's got to stop at some point. I mean, they should have lost last week to Denver, obviously. This is finally the week it ends. I think the Bills pick up this win. 2 points is a really slight margin. It's kind of like a pick-em game at this point. Give me Buffalo -2, maybe the win by a field goal. The Bills finally end the Chiefs' undefeated run.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we got a difference on that. Well, at least I'm different from you guys on that one, so maybe I can make some headway.
No, you don't want to bet against Mahomes.
I don't.
That's the
deal. Smart play,
and I talk
too,
about
Steve.
That all the time. Man, you bet against him, you ain't making no money. but in this spot, man, they have lived on the edge all year long. On the edge. And eventually you're gonna tumble over.
It reminds me a little bit about Miami in college football. What happened this past weekend against a Georgia Tech team? Now, granted, the Bills are legit, and I think Georgia Tech was a real upset. But Miami all year had been kind of riding on the edge. They had all these double-digit second half deficits that they would come back from, and eventually they finally tripped up. And this feels like one of those games where the Chiefs, they keep playing with fire. They keep having these really tight competitive games. At some point, one of these teams is going to beat them, and who better than one of the class of the AFC squads and the Buffalo Bills at home?
Was it hard for you to pick games this week because it's a lot of tight matchups? The only real blowout that looks, according to odds makers, is Detroit giving 14 to Jacksonville. Other than that, pretty tight games.
No, man, I went back and forth because I almost picked the Steelers-Ravens game as well, and we would have done four games in NFL Week 11, but instead we went with Tulane-Navy. I think that's going to be a fun matchup.
For sure.
But, man, Steelers-Ravens. Man, you watch how bad the Ravens are in the secondary. Oh, my God. They got picked apart. They're still trying to cover Jamar Chase right now. I mean, I don't know. If you pick the Ravens to get to the Super Bowl, you happy about what you see on offense.
Sure.
But, boy, are you disappointed on what you see in the back end.
And you think about that big purple and black squad being, you know, so rough and tough on defense. It hasn't been there.
No. Not on that back end. It hasn't.
That was our Pick 6 segment. We're here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Maybe make a few bets at the game sports book over here where we can keep a tally on some of the money in this matchup. If I was making better picks, I'd be more inclined to do so.
No, I got a partner of mine. He just told me I made him money last week because I was with the Bengals and Jamar over.
Oh, nice.
And so he thanked me for that. He wanted to give me some money, but I'm good. I'm good on that. And I told him keep your money, brother.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.